الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بل هو قرآن مجيد في لوح محفوظ، صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, make a humble appeal for our brothers in the Sahel, try and come into the masjid. Let us sit inshallah with the intention of having reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're sitting with iman, we make shukr to Allah ta'ala, we have iman, imanan wa ihtisaban. Ihtisab means to anticipate rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all are sitting with that niyat that Allah is going to reward us. It could be the last night of Ramadan tonight. Allah knows best, depending on the sighting of the moon tomorrow. If the moon is sighted tomorrow evening, then obviously this was the last night and Ramadan is over. And also this is the last odd night of the last 10 nights. Last chance and possibility of Laylatul Qadr. If Laylatul Qadr was not present as yet, or did not come as yet, then today could be Laylatul Qadr. May Allah bless all of us with Laylatul Qadr night. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatest of praises. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had been so kind. He gave us a beautiful month. And Allah made it possible for the whole Quran to be recited in Salatul Taraweeh in this masjid and so many masajid and musallas and so many places throughout the globe, throughout the world. So many masajid, khatam was already over, and tonight in so many masajid, they had witnessed the khatam of the Quran and Majid. This is a great miracle from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the taraweeh and all the ibadat. And of course, we say jazakallah to all the huffaz who perform salatu taraweeh here, and they try their level best in the best of tajweed, recitation. And as I mentioned so many times, it is no easy task to stand on the musalla with a large crowd behind you and to read with its speed, with tajweed. So we tell them, Jazakallah, may Allah Ta'ala increase the efforts, may Allah Ta'ala use them for the khidmat of His deen, always with afiyat and protection. This Qur'an-i-Majeed, we have heard many talks in Qur'an-i-Majeed. And the month of Ramadan, there was a special attachment and bond with the Qur'an Majid. A special bond. A person, whenever we came into the masjid, we opened the Qur'an. Khatams upon khatam, may Allah Ta'ala accept. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of continuing after the month of Ramadan. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala used to say, لَوْ طَهُرَتْ قُلُوبُنَا لَمَا شَبِعَتْ مِنْ كَلَامِ اللَّهِ. If only our hearts were pure. In other words, there is no filth of sins in our hearts. Our hearts had genuine love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we will never become satiated and satisfied with kalamullah. We want to read on and more and more and more and more. May Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding of Quran. May Allah help us to implement the different ayat and ahkams of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our life. And that's the important thing, to make amal on the Quran. To recite it correctly with tajweed. To understand what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires from us and to bring that into action. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us a tawfiq. As I mentioned previously, we have to be positive. We have our goal in front. Now we're not going to talk all about what we need to do. Now we have to bring that into our lives. As I mentioned yesterday, the 30th juz, the theme is similar in every surah. Is a theme of Qiyamah, theme of Ma'ad, returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, resurrection. We have come into this world for a short period of time, then there is maut and qabr, and there is hashar, standing before Allah, accounting for our sins. There's a day of reckoning. And then there are different scenes of qiyamah, which are depicted in these verses. And then it is either jannat or jahannam. Allah grant all of us entry into jannat, Allah protect all of us from jahannam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this Qur'an-i Majeed, which is a book of guidance, guidance. Inna sanulqi alayka qawlan thaqila. Allah ta'ala said, we will send upon you a very heavy, weighty speech. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is riding a camel and suddenly wahi comes down. Why is he riding the camel? The weight of that wahi that is coming upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was felt by that camel. It actually went down and began to kneel down. It could not endure the weight of wahi coming onto the chest of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So can we imagine what Rasulullah sallam would go through when wahi would come down? That on a cold winter's day or night, as wahi is coming down, sometimes just a few verses, sometimes an entire surah, and he begins to perspire. Beads of perspiration will come down his face. Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala an. Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala an is a scribe who would write down verses of the Holy Quran or whatever letters Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given him to correspond with different kings. So Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala on one occasion he sees Rasulullah sallam has his Mubarak head relaxing on his lap, on Zayd's lap. And suddenly at that moment, wahi started coming down. Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala says, it was as though my lap was tearing asunder. It was actually cracking. Because of the weight of the wahi coming down upon Rasulullah. A whole group of jinn, they were traveling and suddenly they overhear the verses and the recitation of Rasulullah. Ulama explained, when Nabi Kareem was chased from Taif, you know, he went to give them da'wah towards Islam, and how they chased him and they began to pelt him, and his feet, his body started to bleed and he fell unconscious and he did not curse them, he made dua for the hidayat. Now as he's coming back to Makkah, Nabi Kareem is engaged in salat and he's reciting Quran. Allah makes mention of it in Surah Jinn and also in the 26th juz. وَإِذْ صَرَفْنَا إِلَيْكَ نَفَرًا مِّنَ الْجِنِّ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقُرْآنِ فَلَمَّا حَضَرُوهُ قَالُوا أَنْصِتُوا قُلْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ أَنَّهُ اسْتَمَعَ نَفَرٌ مِّنَ الْجِنِّ فَقَالُوا إِنَّا سَمِعْنَا قُرْآنًا عَجَبًا يَهْدِي إِلَى الرُّشْدِ فَآمَنَّا بِهِ. They heard a marvelous recitation and words. They listened to it. They brought iman. They became believers. The whole group of jinn on the recitation of Rasulullah's Quran. So after bringing iman, they went to their other jinn and they began to warn them about Islam, to accept Islam, and they warned them of Jahannam and the hereafter. There are so many incidents, mushrikeen, enemies of Rasulullah. Three big leaders of the Quraysh. One night when Rasulullah is reciting Quran, each one crawls out of his home and he's attracted, he's drawn towards the recitation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not knowing the other two are also coming. And suddenly they all happen to meet just outside the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They're quite embarrassed because each one knows why he's there. So they make a promise, we won't come back the next night. But they were attracted by the recitation, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the beautiful speech, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, full of guidance, hidayat. There was a magnetic attraction pulling them. The eloquence of Kalamullah, we can never, no poet and no person master in Arabic can even produce anything like the Quran. Let alone anything like the Quran, not even a single verse. Allah gives us challenge in various verses in the Quran. Try and produce one verse. Impossible. So the next night,
Rasulullah is reciting again, each one is pulled to the house. And the same thing happens. They happen to see one another, they're embarrassed. They make a promise, don't tell anybody, we won't come back. 3 nights, this happens. So this is Kalamullah. Imagine Usayd bin Hudayr radiallahu ta'ala is reciting Quran, Surah Baqarah. His little son Yahya is next to him. And suddenly, the horse that was tied next to him begins excited because some light is coming down as he's reciting Quran. So he was scared that his son might get injured. So he stopped. And then the light disappeared. Again, when he started reading, the light comes down again. Again, the horse becomes excited. It happened a few times. He stopped. He goes to Rasulullah the next morning and informs Rasulullah of last night as he was reciting Surah Baqarah. Yahya was next to me. And the horse became very excited when some light was coming down. I don't know what it was. Rasulullah says, those were angels coming down listening to your recitation. If you continued till Fajr like this, Sahaba would have seen those angels. Abbad bin Bishr radiallahu ta'ala and his companion, they are guarding the Muslim army. And they decide, we were the whole night, two of us, why must both be awake? One can rest while the other will guard. Then he'll sleep and the other one will wake up and guard. He said, okay. So one is resting, falls asleep. And Abbad bin Bishr radiallahu ta'ala says, I shouldn't just waste my time. I'm engaged in some salat. With Allahu Akbar, Surah Fatiha. He says Suratul Kahf. And he's so engrossed. An enemy comes and he sees him. And he begins to shoot arrows. And the first arrow pierces him. Abbad bin Bishr continues. Second and a third arrow. And then he's bleeding profusely. And he lunges forward. That's when his friend is alarmed and wakes up. He asks him, what happened? Then he realizes it was an enemy who escapes. So why didn't you wake me up? He says, well, I commence a surah. Wallahi ma ahbabtu an aqta'a. I commence a surah. I did not desire to break the surah. I just wanted to carry on reciting. These were sahaba. Their hearts were pure. They understood kalamullah. And they enjoyed speaking to Allah. So may Allah give us that enjoyment of the Quran. Sayyidina Uthman al-Ghani radiallahu ta'ala, who loved Quran so much, he would recite Qurans upon Quran's khatams. When he was assassinated, very long incident how he was assassinated. But after he was assassinated, his wife comes out and she says that you assassinated Uthman al-Ghani radiallahu ta'ala. Last night he recited the whole Quran in one rakat. Whole Quran in one rakat. There are so many other incidents. May Allah ta'ala increase the love for Quran. After the month of Ramadan, continue. As we were reading after Fajr, or after Asr, or at night, whatever, little time. And if you don't have that amount of time, how we have in the month of Ramadan, of course, Ramadan has its unique barakat. The barakat in the Masjid Anwarat, at homes, on our Dastar Khans. But still continue, persevere, even if it's just minimum one page. Bare minimum, one page. But make sure we read that one page every single day. Sometimes we become preoccupied, especially on Eid day. Because everybody is busy and we're meeting and we're eating and greeting. And that Isha time, after Isha, we're all tired, we go to sleep, we realize, today I didn't read any Quran. So make some time at least. If you come for Zohar, Salat on Eid day or Asr, take out the Quran and read a few pages. And then continue after the month of Ramadan. As I mentioned yesterday, the theme, all about Qiyamah, and there's so many messages in every single surah, in these last few surahs. One particular surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath on the war steeds, the war horses, وَالْعَادِيَاتِ ضَبْحَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I mentioned yesterday, has taken an oath on various things in the Quran. For example, He has taken an oath on the sun, on the moon, on time, these war horses. Even though Allah is not in need to take an oath on anything. The reason why He takes an oath sometimes on certain things, to show the importance of those things. And after taking a qasam, after taking an oath sometimes on several things, He has a very important message, which we term in Arabic, jawab al-qasam. Now let's look at the surah which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in which he has taken an oath on the war horses. And what a beautiful picture and scene is depicted with such eloquence. وَالْعَادِيَاتِ الضَّبْحَ. The scene of these horses, very, very fast, they're galloping. They're war horses, war steeds. And as they're galloping, they're panting. You know the panting and snorting sound of the horse when it's galloping. Allah mentions in two words, وَالْعَادِيَاتِ الضَّبْحَ. By those war steeds that are panting as they gallop. فَالْمُورِيَاتِ قَدْحَ. And their hooves, as they strike on the ground, they cause sparks to emit, showing the swiftness and the manner in which these horses are galloping so fast. فَالْمُغِيرَاتِ صُبْحَ. And they attack, early hours of the morning, they're attacking the enemy. فَأَثَرْنَ بِهِ نَقْعَ. And as they are galloping, and sparks are emitting from the horses as they rub onto the ground, the rocky terrain, then they cause dust to stir up. And can you picture this whole scene? Horses going into the thick of, فَوَسَطْنَ بِهِ جَمْعَ. They go right into the thick of the enemy. Right into the thick of the enemy army. So Allah has taken a qasam on these horses. Showed us how bravely, how courageously these horses are fighting. Right into the middle of the enemy. And this panting sound and this dust is going up. And then the message comes. The message is not for the horses. The message is for us. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٌ. Verily, mankind is ungrateful to his Rabb. What's the link between the horses and this message? The horse is prepared to give its life for the sake of its master. Allah shows the loyalty of the horse. The loyalty of the horse. And the brave manner in which it fights and it's prepared to give its life for the sake of the master. Master just gives one command and immediately the horse gallops right into the middle of the enemy. Amidst the flashing of steel and sword and fight, it goes right inside and is prepared to give its life or save its master. And when the master wishes to quickly come back, the horse is ready to gallop back. So Allah is saying, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٌ. That Allah has given mankind so much, but man is ungrateful. Man doesn't show loyalty to Allah, like how these horses are showing to their master. Mufassirin have explained, kanood, the word kanood means to be ungrateful. Hasan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, what is the meaning of kanood? That man can remember and recall all the problems that have afflicted him. Ya'uddu al-masa'ib. You say, this musibah came to me, that problem, that sickness, that hardship and that calamity, and I was at this suffering and that pain, and one after the other, and he complains. وَيَنْسَ النِّعَمْ. He forgets the bounties Allah has given him. The 1 billion bounties Allah has given him, he doesn't even remember any of those bounties. He just complains, no shukr in his life. There's no qana'at in his life. No contentment in his life. Other scholars and mufassirin have explained kanood, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses all the boons and favors. The person uses all the boons or favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the ni'mas of Allah, he uses to commit sins. To commit sins. He's got a car, he'll take the car to the casino. He's got food, he uses that food for energy, to commit zina. He's got eyes to cast lustful glance. So all the ni'mat Allah has given him, the wealth Allah has given him, he's spending on haram. So this shows his ungrateful nature. And another third tafsir has been mentioned, that man looks at the bounties, like food, I got water, air, clothing, homes, He looks at the bounties. He does not look at the bestower of the bounties. He does not look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The bounty is there, but who is the one who is giving? Al-mun'im al-haqiqi huwa Allah. So this is the message. We have to be loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have come into this world. Allah says, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدٍ. With great difficulty. Ulama, mashayikh explain, the child in the womb of the mother goes through great difficulty for 9 months. The mother herself goes through great difficulty. The pain, the suffering, the nauseous feeling, the vomiting. She has to go to doctor. She's not well. She can't eat food. She becomes weak. So she also goes through toil and calamities and hardships and difficulty. And then when the child is born, then also in infancy, it goes through some pain. Child is not well, is crying. As the child grows also, there's always some type of hardship, calamity, or some adversity, or some pain, some toil. Person grows, now he has to look for some rosy, look for a suitable job. He has to go out and search for halal. So he goes through difficult conditions. Sometimes Allah says it was accident, sometimes it's some sickness, like this. So scholars have mentioned that a person must not have the false notion that you come into this world and you are free from any type of test and calamity and hardship. No. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to give you something after going through these different periods of hardship. Something or some enjoyment and lazzat that will be perpetual. And you'll appreciate that enjoyment after going through a little bit of hardship. In fact, then when you enjoy the comfort and peace of the hereafter of Jannah, you forget all the pain of dunya. And I always give this example. When we go for Umrah or for Hajj, Allah Ta'ala take all of us with afiyat and Allah provide from unseen sources. Sometimes a person goes through great difficulty with the visa or with the ticket. Or some problem he has on his journey. Sometimes the person leaving home and suddenly he fell down and he got hurt, he got injured. And with pain now he has to travel. And then sometimes you arrive and you got to wait for hours until you pass to immigration. And you go, sometimes your baggage is not found. And you are searching for your baggage. And you're tired. And you go through all this difficulty. But the moment you're standing before the Rawdah Mubarak and you're conveying your salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you forget all the pain you went through. Everything is forgotten. You forget everything. Like that, a person on the day of Qiyamah who went through great difficulties toiling in this world, a lot of musibat, Allah will dip him. Sabgha is used. Allah will just dip him into Jannah once. Allah will say, هَلْ مَرَّ بِكَ بُؤْسٌ قَطُّ. Did you ever go through any pain in dunya, any calamity? Ya Allah, never. He forgets it completely. When he sees the enjoyment of in Jannat, just a dip in Jannat, and he experiences such ecstasy, such enjoyment, when he sees what's there, he forgets every type of pain. And the converse, another person who lived with great comfort in this world and pleasures and everything at his disposal. He had all the ni'mats. He had a royal life. And because he is now doomed for Jahannam, Allah will just dip him first once into Jahannam. Just dip him once. Allah will ask him, did you enjoy any comfort? Any happiness in the world? Allah, never. All the comfort he enjoyed in this world is forgotten just by being dipped once in Jahannam. Can you imagine what Jahannam would be like? Allah Ta'ala save us. So it's his path, it's his journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There will be hurdles, there will be obstacles, there will be temptations. But we have to overcome these temptations. And as I mentioned the other day, we have Allah with us. Inna Allah ma'ana. on this journey guiding us is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does Allah ta'ala want from us? Allah wants us to purify our souls. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. The person who purifies his nafs, his soul, then he is successful. And the one who pollutes his soul, he is at a loss. He has failed. So all the time this soul of ours has to be purified. The moment it becomes blemished, the moment it becomes tainted, the moment it becomes stained, like Allah mentioned in today's verse, كَلَّا بَلْغَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. The word ran is a verb. The noun is rain. Stubborn stains come onto the heart because of sins, because of ghaflat, negligence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When does this happen? When a person forgets such a thing as maut. When he forgets such a thing as qiyamah. That is why in these verses, Allah reminds again, as I mentioned yesterday, it's an alarm, knocking. Somebody knocking at your door once, and then you're not responding. Another louder knock, and then it's a third and fourth banging on your door to alert you, to wake you up. Again and again, all these beautiful rhythmic verses with such eloquence and such a beautiful style, Allah is reminding us, hearken, wake up, wake up, wake up, qiyamah, maut. Kafa bil mauti wa'idha. Rasulullah has mentioned that maut is a sufficient admonishment. Wa'id, the person giving a lecture. Maut itself is a bayan. And when you ponder over maut, أَكْثِرُوا ذِكْرَ هَذِي مِنْ لَذَّاتِ يَعْنِي الْمَوْتِ. Rasulullah has mentioned, increase the remembrance of the cutter of all pleasures. What has happened? We have become so consumed in dunya and the pleasures of dunya and the comfort of dunya that we completely become oblivious of akhirat. And maut reminds a person. Rasulullah said, go to the qabristan. Why? Because it will remind you of akhirat. It will remind you of your destination. We all came in this world with a destination, moving towards akhirat, but suddenly we became so caught up and attracted with things of this world that we forgot our direction. We forgot where we were going. So maut, Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah has mentioned that when a person thinks of maut in abundance, you make muraqabah of maut, you think of Umar bin Abdul Aziz Rahmatullah, the great Amir of his time, Khalifa of his time, very pious. After Isha Salah, he would gather the ulama and they would have a discourse on maut every night after Isha. Different ulama giving bayan on maut, on death. And Umar bin Abdul Aziz would cry. So they were great people. They were great saints and still they found the need to remind themselves all the time about maut, maut, maut. So when a person thinks of maut, what will happen in him? He will realize his goal. That is akhirat. That's the first thing. And when he realizes that, then he'll want to make sincere tawbah for his sins. If you don't have maut in front of you, then you won't have that fear of facing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you don't bother about making tawbah. A pupil who has that worry, that end of the year I got examinations to write, so immediately he start preparing. And as the days come closer, now he's very busy, very serious. But the one who forgets about examination, doesn't bother about examination, he's not going to study at all. He doesn't care. So when you think about maut, you realize your akhirat, you realize your goal. And when that happens, you'll detach yourself from the pleasures of dunya. You'll use dunya for whatever you require, your necessities, but you won't become consumed. Dunya will not make you ghafil. Alhaakum uttakathur hatta zurtumul maqabir. We heard and we read these surahs in our salat. Attakathur, amassing wealth, just wanting more and more and more. I've got 10 properties, I need 20, I've got 5 homes, I need another 5, there's 10 cars lying in my garage, another 10, and we just want more and more and more and more, amassing wealth. There's no end to it. It makes you ghafil, neglectful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, negligent of Allah ta'ala. Hatta zurtumul maqabir, 2 meanings. One is, right till you pass away and you're buried, you're in the qabr. Until then, that's only when the sand goes into your mouth, then you realize that you wasted your energy. And other ulama have mentioned that to a certain extent, dunya, amassing wealth and greed and making that business call, and right inside the qabristan, people are burying the deceased, the family member, and you're busy on your cell phone, or you got somebody else, and you're asking, how's Vepar nowadays? Hey, what about that container, man? Hey, why don't you sort this out? Why don't you get this? Hey, what about this deal? We're making deals in the qabristan. We say that Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala, when he should stand by the qabr, he should cry like a little baby. To such an extent that his beard will become drenched with his tears. Somebody asked him, Uthman, you cry so much by qabr? And other things you read about Jannah, Jahannam, you don't cry so much, you're crying so much by the qabr. Why? He says, فَإِنَّهُ أَوَّلُ مَنْزِلٍ مِنْ مَنَازِلِ الْآخِرَةِ. It's the very first stage of the stages of the hereafter. If a person passes here, then inshallah he passes in the remaining stages of the hereafter. And a person fails in qabr, there's no hopes of him passing in the hereafter. So if we remind ourselves of mort, death, that one day I also have to leave this world. When that one day is, nobody knows. Aga apne maut se koi bashar nahi. Saman so baras ka hai. Kal ka khabar nahi. Person is preparing for so much, so many years ahead. This investment and that investment, my great-grandchild's grandchild, he'll get that much. Nobody knows when he is going to leave this world. Nobody knows. We attend janazas. In fact, every person, it's habit, the moment we enter the masjid, we look for two things. Nikah notice, mayyat notice. But doesn't affect us. That tomorrow my name might also be there. People will be carrying my janazah. Am I ready for that time? Am I prepared for maut? If I'm not prepared, then I must start preparing now. Rasulullah SAW has mentioned in hadith, read every night, every day, 25 times, Allahumma barik lana fil maut. Allah give me barakat in my maut means make my maut easy. So the person will detach himself from dunya. He'll worry about fulfilling Allah's rights. He'll make sincere tawbah. And also he'll be concerned about fulfilling his fellow human's rights. If he's taken somebody for a ride, now he realizes maut can strike any time. Let me make my mamla saf. Let me clear my books. Let me go and ask him for forgiveness. Let me pay him back. Many times, hukukullah, mashallah, salat, roza, tahajjud, we're getting A's. But when it comes to fulfilling human beings' rights that they have over us, we owe people money. Estates have not been wounded. We have usurped the rights of innocent sisters and aunts and females. Astaghfirullah. And then we give big, big charities here and there. These are things for us to ponder, reflect. This is hidayat. This is guidance. This is what Quran is talking about. This is what Sunnah is talking about. Bringing this thing in our lives. Changing our life. Islah. Islah doesn't only mean I become a tahajjud guzar. Excellent. MashaAllah. We have to do. And I give sadaqah. And I give help the poor and needy. Very good. But what about the other things that we are doing? Where we have taken away people's rights on the day of Qiyamah. Rasulullah had asked the Sahaba, atadruna manil muflis? Do you know who's a pauper? Sahaba answered like how we would answer. Man la dirham lahu wa la mata'. The person who's got no money, no goods, no possessions. He's a poor person. He's got no money. Like he said, no. Al-Muflisu fina, in Sharia, in the eyes of Allah. Who's the pauper? The man who came with a lot of good deeds on the day of Qiyamah. He comes with a lot of good deeds. Plentiful of Salat, Zakat, Roza, Hajj upon Hajj, Umrah upon Umrah. Lot of neki he's got, which is very good. But then, suddenly, people will queue up. Ya Allah. He swore me in the world, unjustly. Ya Allah, he usurped my wealth. Ya Allah, he slandered me. Ya Allah, people will come and claim. So each person who will come and claim, and they'll be justified in their claims, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take away some of this man's good deeds and give it to them. People are coming, more and more people coming, and the hasanat is going away, good deeds are being given away, to such an extent, فَإِنْ فَنِيَتْ حَسَنَاتُهُ. When his good deeds come to an end, he's got no good deeds to give, and still people are claiming their rights. Now what is he going to do? So Allah takes those people's bad deeds and puts it on him.
ثم ألقي في النار أو كما قال عليه الصلاة. Then he is thrown headlong in Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala save us. So again, the whole purpose of Ramadan, Quran, fasting, taqwa, is to do all those things Allah Ta'ala has commanded us to do and refrain from those things Allah Ta'ala has made haram. We have to take stock of ourselves. حَاسِبُوا قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا. Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu say that take hisab kitab of yourself. Take a stock of yourself before your hisab kitab is taken. Don't become embarrassed. If you need to go and ask somebody for forgiveness, you will lower yourself for the sake of Allah. Allah will give you honor and glory. That is why ulama say the humiliation, embarrassment of akhirat is worse than embarrassment of dunya. In dunya you go forward and for a few seconds of embarrassment you own up, you confess, I did wrong, I took away your money, I did this, I cheated you, I deceived you, there's the money back, or I'm asking for forgiveness. Instead of going there in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in front of the entire creation, in front of every person, and now you embarrass ala ru'usil khalaiq. May Allah give all of us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal on the Quran and Majid. There's so many other verses, beautiful lessons and teachings. It's not just Ramadan, come to recite Quran here, Taraweeh, and we feel mashallah all over. Now make an effort to go by reputable ulama who will teach us and who have sound understanding of Quran and Hadith and Sunnah, and they will teach us and guide us in our dealings, in our behavior, our conduct, the manner in which we conduct ourselves with our parents, with our children, with our wives, with our non-Muslims, with our non-Muslim friends or neighbors or clients, how we are supposed to deal. How many a non-Muslim complains? Phew, those Muslim people, very bad. He did me down, he cheated me, he robbed me, deceived me, hasn't paid me. What a bad reflection of Islam we are giving. And then we complain that look at Islam, the image of Islam is tarnished, and what the West is doing, what have we done? So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to sincerely repent into these verses again. Al-Ghafur al-Wadud, these two sifat names of Allah came together in Surah Al-Buruj. Allah is most forgiving and most loving. Take these two names of Allah or qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ponder and make sincere tawbah. Al-Ghafoor, Allah is readily prepared to forgive us. Allah forgives us. He's Al-Ghafoor and Al-Wadood. Allah is full of love, full of love. Don't have a bad a false notion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just wants to punish us. No. Allah looks for excuses to forgive us. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat. Again, we make dua Allah ta'ala accept all the a'mal that has taken place. Allah give us tawfiq of continuing after the month of Ramadan. And if this year we already written in the taqdeer that we are going to pass away, Allah ta'ala give us a good maut, a maut with iman, in the condition that Allah ta'ala is pleased with us. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا الله يا الله grant us hidayat my Allah grant us hidayat my Allah يا الله help us to change our conditions my Allah help us to make islah for our lives my Allah يا الله you are al-ghafoor al-wadood my Allah forgive us tonight my Allah يا الله perhaps this is the last night of Ramadan my Allah يا الله what a beautiful month you gave us my Allah يا الله forgive us for all the wrongs we did in the month of Ramadan my Allah Ya Allah, the errors we made, the mistakes we made, the gunas we made, my Allah. Especially in this Mubarak month, my Allah. We didn't value this month of Ramadan properly, my Allah. Ya Allah, Ramadan is now slipping out of our hands. Ya Allah, it is literally slipping out of our hands, my Allah. As much as we will want to pull it back and hold it for longer, my Allah, it is going to leave us soon. Ya Allah, but before Ramadan leaves us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we beseech you tonight, we beg you, my Allah, with all your beautiful names, with all your beautiful qualities, my Allah, by your izzat and your grandeur, my Allah. Ya Allah, by your supremacy, my Allah. Ya Allah, by your loftiness, my Allah, your loving nature, my Allah, your forgiving, ya Allah,
nature, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Don't make us be among those people that Ramadan goes by and they are still not pardoned. Ya Allah, forgive us, ya Allah. Ya Allah, humare gunahon ko maaf farma. Humare khataon ko maaf farma. Ya Allah, hum kamzor hai, hum zaif hai. Ya Allah, hum mujrim hai. Ya Allah, we are sinners, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are owning up, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we confess, my Allah. Ya Allah, we give up, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are not losing hope, ya Allah, in your mercy, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have given up those sins, my Allah. Far too long we have just ran and ran, my Allah. Ya Allah, with no goal in our life, my Allah. We chase after dunya, we hankered after dunya, my Allah. We chase after haram women, my Allah. Ya Allah, we did filthy gunas, my Allah. We deceived people, we cheated, we lied, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever wrongs we have done, my Allah. You had seen those wrongs, my Allah. And still you overlooked it, my Allah. Ya Allah, and you still prepared to forgive, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have not associated any past partners to you, my Allah. La sharika lak, my Allah. Ya Allah, nobody is equal to you, my Allah. You've got no partners, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are wahid and ahad, my Allah. You are samad, my Allah. You are self-sufficient, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are self-subsistent, my Allah. Ya Allah, you don't really need anybody to support you, my Allah. You are ghani and hamid. You are full of praise, my Allah. You are totally independent, my Allah. Everything is your creation, my Allah. Ya Allah, human beings are your creation, my Allah. Ya Allah, the jinn are your creation, my Allah. The angels are your creation. The heavens and the earth is your creation, my Allah. Your arsh and kursi is your creation, my Allah. Jannat and jahannam is your creation, my Allah. The animals, the plants, the sun, the moon, the stars. Ya Allah, the particles, the sand, the oceans, ya Allah, the leaves, the trees, ya Allah, the fruit and the vegetables. Ya Allah, the rain, everything is your creation, my Allah. Ya Allah, you created us for a purpose, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have not created us in vain, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are not loyal like those war horses, my Allah. Give us a loyalty, my Allah. Make us become, ya Allah, have qanaat and, ya Allah, become grateful servants now, my Allah. Help us to turn our direction towards you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have escaped from you, my Allah. But where can we run from you, my Allah? We will escape from you to you, my Allah. La malja wa la manja minka illa ilayk. There is no refuge. There is no shelter. There is no protection from you, but you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have come back to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, haan jor kar, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you tonight, my Allah. If it's Laylatul Qadr, grant us the barakat of Laylatul Qadr. Forgive all of us, my Allah. Forgive every single brother who is here, my Allah. Young and old, my Allah. Ulama, huffaz, elderly, young ones, my Allah. Masoom children who are not even baligh, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive every single person. Forgive his entire families, my Allah. Every single member of his family, my Allah. Forgive our mothers and sisters, my Allah. Forgive our friends, my Allah. Forgive our elders, my Allah. Forgive our mashayikh and ulama, my Allah. Forgive our pupils and students, my Allah. Forgive our family members, my Allah. Forgive our musallis, my Allah. Forgive every single ummati, my Allah. Whichever part of the world he may be, my Allah. Haramain Sharifain, Masjid al-Aqsa, my Allah. In the jungles of Africa, my Allah. Ya Allah, whether it's America or China, my Allah. Whether he's in Australia or England, my Allah. Whichever place he is, my Allah. Whether he's in a hut, my Allah. Whether he's living in a mansion, my Allah. Be he poor or rich, my Allah. Whether he's the king or a pauper, my Allah. Ya Allah, whoever he is, my Allah. He's the ummati of your beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Forgive the ummat, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant the ummat your barakat, your rahmat, my Allah. Your ridwan, your pleasure, my Allah. Don't deprive any one of us now, my Allah. Spread the winds of hidayat, my Allah. Let guidance spread now in the four corners of the globe, my Allah. Make every home, my Allah. Break and unbreak, ya Allah. Ya Allah, bring, ya Allah, every home. There must be iman in every home now, my Allah. Ya Allah, every person in every home now, Allah. Ya Allah, he must become a believer, my Allah. He must become a righteous reciter of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ya Allah, make deen flourish, my Allah. Ya Allah, make deen flourish, my Allah. Make us become beacons of hidayat, my Allah. Make us da'is towards you, my Allah. Help us to become those who will invite others towards you, my Allah. Towards your oneness, my Allah. Towards your greatness, my Allah. Towards your kindness, my Allah. Towards your love, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us an attachment with you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we love you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we love you, my Allah. We cannot see you in dunya, my Allah. We have iman in you, my Allah. We have iman in the unseen, my Allah. Ya Allah, in jannat, my Allah. When you will draw the curtain, my Allah. The inmates of jannat, my Allah. They will see your countenance, my Allah. Ya Allah, they will see you, my Allah. Make us be among those who will see you, my Allah. Don't deprive any one of us, my Allah. نسألك لذة النظر إلى وجهك الكريم والشوق إلى لقائك في غير ضراء مضرة ولا فتنة مضلة. يا الله, become ours now, my Allah. يا الله, تو ہمارا بن جا, ہمیں تیرا بنا لے. See Allah, far too long, Ya Allah, we have messed our lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have just committed sins upon sins upon sins. These sins have mounted like mountains now, my Allah. We can feel the heaviness of these sins, my Allah. The burden of our sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have become shackled to nafs and shaitan, my Allah. Ya Allah, release us from nafs and shaitan, from the bondage of nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, release us from zulumat, from darkness, my Allah, towards your nur, my Allah, towards your light, my Allah, towards your guidance, my Allah. Ya Allah, towards the sirat-e-mustaqim, my Allah. Keep us on sirat-e-mustaqim. Don't make us go out of sirat-e-mustaqim, my Allah. Don't let us deviate, my Allah. Don't make our hearts become crooked anymore, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our eyes see the truth, my Allah. Make our tongue speak the truth, my Allah. Make our bellies consume the truth, consume, Ya Allah, that which is halal, my Allah. Make our ears hear that which is truth, my Allah. Make us be full of nur. Make us move towards nur. Make us invite others towards this nur, my Allah. Protect us from all types of darkness. Darkness of kufr, darkness of shirk, darkness of nifaq, hypocrisy, darkness of bid'at, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us one and united, my Allah. Remove from our heart the malice we have, the greed we have, the greed for power that we have, the greed for name and fame, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are bickering and quarreling, Ya Allah, just for position, my Allah, just for honor and fame, my Allah. Ya Allah, we can't stomach any person who has got some prominence in society. If we can't stand any person who is above us in society, my Allah, we've got such jealousy, my Allah. Remove the jealousy, my Allah. Jealousy in deen, my Allah. Jealousy in dunya, my Allah. Protect us from becoming mahsood, my Allah. Protect us from becoming hasid, my Allah. Protect us from the sharr of the shirreed. Ya Allah, all those who have become thorns in our path, remove those thorns, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the sharr of the shirreed, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasr of the hasideen, from the zulam of the zalimeen. Allahumma aghfir li ummati sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma tajawaz an ummati sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, this ummat, the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, it's been the great test, my Allah. Ya Allah, we know you will give us tests. We know life is on a bed of roses, my Allah. We know different adversities and calamities will befall and afflict us, my Allah. Ya Allah, but we are weak, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are too weak, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is difficult now for us to see our Muslim brothers and sisters suffering in different parts of the world, my Allah. Especially those in Palestine, in Syria, my Allah. Ya Allah, masum, masum children, my Allah. Washed away on the shore. The whole world witnesses it, my Allah. The whole world will report it, my Allah. The whole world will send pictures, my Allah. Ya Allah, but the world has got no mercy anymore. The world has got no mercy, my Allah. Ya Allah, Raham Farma, you are most merciful of all those who show mercy, my Allah. Change the conditions for the better, my Allah. Ya Allah, they're living in tents, my Allah. Ya Allah, out in the desert areas, my Allah. Ya Allah, there's difficult climatic conditions, my Allah. No good water is reaching them, my Allah. No food reaching them, my Allah. You have provided for us, Ya Allah, every single day at the time of iftar. Sehri, so much, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have variety to choose from, my Allah. Our children do not go to sleep on a empty stomach, my Allah. Ya Allah, they go on a full stomach, my Allah. We go to sleep on a full stomach, my Allah. Ya Allah, those masum children, they don't even have milk of their own mothers, my Allah, because they don't have any more mothers, my Allah. Ya Allah, they don't have those fathers, my Allah. Ya Allah, they don't have anybody to pass their hands of mercy over their heads, my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, have mercy now, my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, have mercy, my Allah. We've got yaqeen tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, khazana is in your hands of the entire world. Ya Allah, you have said, wa indahu mafatihu al-ghayb. وَإِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ لَهُ مَقَالِيدُ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Oh, possessor of the earth, oh, possessor of the kursi. Ya Allah, your khazana, my Allah, is full, my Allah. It never decreases, my Allah. It never diminishes, my Allah. You are Hayy and Qayyum. You are Sami and Basir. You are Aziz and Hakim. Nobody, my Allah. No power, my Allah. No human. No jinn, my Allah. No creation can overpower you, my Allah. La rahibalak. Nobody can overpower you, my Allah. You are never maghloob, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are maghloob, my Allah. Your ummah is maghloob, my Allah. We are asking you from those treasures of yours, my Allah, that never become decreased, my Allah. Ya Allah, you shower your rains of mercy, kindness on those people, my Allah. Change the conditions, my Allah. Change the conditions, my Allah. Let there be peace now, my Allah. In every corner of the globe, my Allah. Don't let Islam get a bad picture anymore, my Allah. Give Islam the best of pictures, my Allah. The best of images, my Allah. Make the Muslim be the best of people, with the best of akhlaq, people who slaughter others, may Allah. Don't make us be people who fight amongst ourselves. Let us have the akhlaq of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, of Sahaba Ikram, may Allah. Give us understanding of Quran and Hadith, of Sunnah, may Allah. Make us love your deen, may Allah. Ya Allah, make us love your deen, may Allah. Help us to stand up now, may Allah. And Ya Allah, practice on your deen, may Allah. Make us follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, give all those people, Ya Allah, who are in difficult conditions, may Allah, give them happiness and joy now, may Allah. Before the moon of Eid comes appears, may Allah. Those masoom children, may Allah, who've got no voice left anymore, may Allah. They've got no strength left anymore, may Allah. Ya Allah, give them happiness now, may Allah. Ya Allah, give them happiness now, may Allah. Ya Allah, nothing is impossible for you, my Allah. For us it seems like it's such a difficult task, my Allah. Something like it's impossible, but for you nothing is impossible, my Allah. Ya Allah, perhaps some little child here, he has raised his hand, or some elderly person, or some sincere person, some sincere mother or sister at home, he sing Ameen to this dua. Ya Allah, answer our dua. Ya Allah, answer our dua. Ajib da'watana. أجب دعوتنا أجب دعوتنا تقبل توبتنا واغسل حوبتنا يا الله تو ما فرما يا الله ما فرما help us to change our lives now my Allah. Make us become nek and salih, my Allah. Make us become pious, my Allah. We don't want to be disobedient, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become pious servants now, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless us all with afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your dad, the sweetness of iman, istiqamat on taqwa, the best of dunya, best of akhirat, halal, tayyib, rozi, my Allah. Make our rozi asan. So many brothers and sisters have got debts on their head, my Allah. They're finding difficult to pay off those debts, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is becoming more and more, my Allah. Put raham in the hearts of the creditors, my Allah. Those who have lent them that money, my Allah, put raham in their hearts, my Allah. Make them, make it easy for them, my Allah. You have them to pay off the debts, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many are sick and ailing, my Allah. Different types of sicknesses, my Allah. Young and old, my Allah. Some are going for operations. Some underwent operations, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are elderly people, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are in pain, my Allah. Some in ICU, my Allah. In different hospitals, my Allah. Some may be present now in this masjid, my Allah. Ya Allah, give each one of us complete shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, especially those who got cancer, my Allah, and heart problems, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them complete shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, my Allah, friends, our relatives, our mashayikh. Ya Allah, our close and near ones and dear ones, my Allah. Oh, Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullahi Alayhi, who made such an effort in this masjid, my Allah. Among the same people, my Allah. Ya Allah, give him and all the marhumin the highest of ranks in the akhirat, my Allah. Make the qabr rawdatun min riyadil jannah. A garden of the gardens of paradise. Ya Allah, protect all of them from azab of qabr, my Allah. Ya Allah, if our parents are deceased, especially, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you give them sukoon, my Allah. Ya Allah, make the let the breeze of Jannah come into the qabr, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect them from azab of qabr, my Allah. Ya Allah, if our parents are alive, my Allah, help us to make the khidmat. Help us to serve them and obey them. Ya Allah, forgive us for being rude to them, Ya or harsh, my Allah. Give us a good akhlaq, give us a good tongue to be kind to them, my Allah. Don't make us tell them even uff, my Allah. Make us become the coolness of their eyes, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have taken care of us, Ya Allah, you take care of them, my Allah. Ya Allah, our children, make our children the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Protect our children from all types of vice and evil, especially from drugs, my Allah. Ya Allah, especially from wine and alcohol, my Allah. Ya Allah, especially from zina, my Allah. Ya Allah, from gambling, my Allah. Don't make them destroy their lives, my Allah. Give them hidayat, keep them in pious company, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children excellent hufad, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen. Use them for the khidmat of your deen with ikhlas. Ya Allah, all good works of deen, da'wat and tabligh, my Allah. Jama'at have been throughout the whole world, Ya Allah, inviting towards you, my Allah. Accept the efforts, my Allah. Mashayikh and ulama are making efforts, my Allah. Madaris, makatib, marakis, Ya Allah, different organizations grant each person ikhlas, sincerity and maqbooliyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut, Ya Allah, easy maut. A maut full of iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, maut in which you will be happy and pleased with us, my Allah. Let the last days of our life be the best of our days of life, my Allah. Full of amal-e-salihah, my Allah. Allah, before we leave this world, give us tawfiq of doing such an action, my Allah, that you will readily accept it and you become so pleased with that action that it wipes out all of our sins and you give us the highest of stages in Jannat, my Allah. Let our mood be in Madina Sharif, my Allah. Allah, how much we pine to go again and again to your Haramain Sharifain, my Allah. Especially those brothers and sisters who have not gone and those upon whom Hajj is farz, my Allah. Allah, you create the means for them, my Allah. You open your doors for them, my Allah. Grant them the visas, my Allah. Allah, grant them all the means of going and grant them Hajj Mabrur and Maqbool, my Allah. Allah, give us Mawt in Madina Sharif, Baril Jannatul Baqi. The shafa'at, the intercession of our beloved Rasulullah s.a.w. on the day of Qiyamah. The Rosy Kothar wrote of him, his Mubarak hands. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannah without any reckoning, my Allah. Protect us, our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, our ancestors, my Allah. Our wives, our children, our entire nasal and progeny, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect our friends, musallis, mutalliqin, and all the ummah from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, protect us from the fitnas of Dajjal. Protect us from different temptations that are coming up every day, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be, if we are alive, and if we're not, our progeny, my Allah, in the jamaat, in the group of haqq, of Hazrat Mahdi, and Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu was salam. Ya Allah, accept all our jais murads, my Allah. Our brothers have sat so patiently tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, nobody has complained, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have come with a purpose, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are seeking you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you become ours now, my Allah. Fulfill our jais desires and duas, my Allah. Remove our difficulties, my Allah. Remove our pains, our suffering. Whether it's a physical pain, financial strain, my Allah. Whatever it is, my Allah. Somebody's got a court case, somebody in languishing in prison. Remove those prisoners, my Allah. Men and women, my Allah, remove them, my Allah. Unite them with their families. Forgive them for the wrongs they have done, my Allah. So many are absolutely innocent, my Allah. They've done nothing wrong, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us all our du'as and fulfill all our hajat and needs. Especially our young brothers and sisters, my Allah. So many of marriageable age, they want to get married. There are so many sisters, ya Allah, who are growing older and older by the day, my Allah. So many have written and have begged us and asked us, requested us to make dua for them on these occasions, my Allah. Ya Allah, provide them suitable partners and give them, ya Allah, a marriage full of happiness and bliss and taqwa and pious, healthy children, ya Allah. Those who are married and got no children, ya Allah, they want children, ya Allah, you provide for them the best of children, my Allah, healthy children, my Allah. يا قاضي الحاجات يا دافع البليات يا حل المشكلات اللهم كاشف الغم مفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخر ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغرينا بها عن رحمة من سواك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.